NBC News Radio, I'm Trey Thomas. Senate Republicans are blocking legislation to avoid a government shutdown and suspend the debt ceiling. The measure was unable to secure the 60 votes needed to advance.
Democrats did their part and voted yes. But Senate Republicans, meanwhile, voted to drive our country straight towards a government shutdown and the first default in our country's history.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer criticized the GOP after the vote and said not passing the legislation would gravely harm every single American. The government runs out of money late Thursday. R. Kelly has been found guilty of all charges against him, including racketeering. Lisa G. reports.
I believe I can fly.
Back in the 90s, the R&B singer ruled the charts with his anthem, I Believe I Can Fly. But now, acting U.S. Attorney Jacqueline Kasulis said the verdict shows he preyed on the young, vulnerable, and the voiceless.
Today's guilty verdict forever brands R. Kelly as a predator.
Kelly, who's being sentenced in early May, could spend decades behind bars. Lisa G., New York.
First responders in Georgia are getting a $1,000 bonus as a thank you for their service during the pandemic. Full-time public safety officers are eligible, including law enforcement, emergency medical technicians, and firefighters. TikTok is revealing it attracts 1 billion global users per month. The short-form video app has been growing steadily over the last few years, picking up major steam during the pandemic. The major growth comes after former President Trump threatened to ban TikTok, calling its data storage security a national security risk because of the app being owned by Chinese company ByteDance. You're listening to NBC News Radio.